This is Trojan Media Network.
By the beginning of the 1960s, space was no longer just a warning. It was a problem that had to be answered. The Soviet Union had sent satellites into orbit, then animals, then, in April of 1961, a human being.
Yuri Gagarin became the first person to travel into space. He orbited the Earth once and returned safely. To the world, it looked effortless. To the United States, it felt devastating.
At that moment, the United States had not yet put a human into orbit. American rocket programs were still struggling. Tests failed, schedule slipped, confidence was thin.
Inside the government, concern turned into urgency. This was no longer about curiosity or science. It was about credibility. If the United States could not match what the Soviet Union was doing in space, what else might it fall behind on?
Just weeks after Gagarin's flight, the United States launched its first astronaut. Alan Shepard rode a Mercury capsule into space. His flight lasted just over 15 minutes.
He did not orbit the Earth. He went up and came back down. It was a success, but it was not enough.
American leaders understood something important. Matching the Soviet Union step for step would always leave the United States behind. Catching up would not change the story.
To change the balance, the United States would need a goal so large that no one had yet achieved it. A goal that forced innovation instead of reaction. A goal that rewrote the rules.
On May 25, 1961, President John F. Kennedy stood before Congress. The country was still uncertain, the technology wasn't finished, the risks were enormous.
And yet Kennedy made a commitment. He said the United States would land a man on the moon and returned him safely to Earth before the decade was over. It was not a suggestion, it was a promise.
Behind the scenes, many scientists were stunned. The moon was nearly a quarter of a million miles away. No spacecraft had ever traveled that far. No human had survived that kind of journey.
NASA engineers later admitted they did not yet know how to do it. Some of the technology needed did not exist. Some of the math had not been solved. The timeline was unforgiving.
Kennedy was aware of the risks. In later conversations, he acknowledged the danger and the cost, but he believed the challenge itself was the point.
He argued that difficult goals forced progress, that aiming high would unite the country and accelerate discovery, even if failure was possible.
With that single speech, the direction of the space program had changed. NASA was no longer just trying to reach space. It was now aiming for another world.
Budgets increased, facilities expanded, thousands of engineers were hired. The pace quickened. There was no turning back.
The promise did not make the mission safer. It made it unavoidable. Every failure now mattered more. Every delay carried pressure.
But it also gave the program something it had not had before. Purpose. A clear destination.
The moon was no longer just an object in the night sky. It was a deadline.
And the world was watching to see if the promise could be kept. Next time, the work begins and the cost becomes real.